AD right there. Right. Now, just like the psychologist. Now, the psychologist, they're teaching about the universal mind. The supersonic mind. The oversoul. The subliminal mind. The great mastermind. There is about 172 different names. They're showing you where God is mine. Then they go out of that universal mind. The next breakdown will be in this. The subconscious mind. And they say that the subconscious mind and the universal mind are linked together. Then they say deeper down, then there is the conscious mind.
That's what they're saying.
You see? And the conscious mind and the subconscious are both linked together. And the universal mind is linked together. Now, Mr. Psychologist, I got a question to ask you. How do you divide between one and the other? What kind of a line of demarcation can you make to show me which one is in function or operating? How am I supposed to know? How's the common everyday man in the street supposed to know which one's in function and which one's operating? How can you teach him the difference between one and the other? Now, all such things as that we have went into in our book. Now, if they only knew and only understood, see, how that this body was fixed up, see, they wouldn't have no trouble at all with it. If I chose to call this a universal mind, the most holy.
Yeah.
You see? See the point? All this head chatting.
Right.
Divided by the neck, which is the baby.
Right.
See, I'm showing you how she died now.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
I'm using a young little God given time to show you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Uh-huh. You see? And then I come on, drop on down. Then I show you that veil is divided between the most holy place and the holy place. You see? And I show you what's in the most holy place, and I show you what's in the holy place. See? Then I use that veil here at the door to show you what's in the outer court. And that comes on down into the conscious mind. In other words, I got some way to show you what I'm talking about.
That's right.
There's not a divide between one and the other.
Right.
Right. You see?
Right.
I couldn't do that without some path.
Right.
See? Or Yahweh had to show.
Right.
You see? Now you have the voluntary and the involuntary functions of your physical body. The anatomy and the physiology. And the mind that functions. And spirit. What's the difference between mind and spirit? How do you
do you know? Are you sure? Well, let me show you something about that. See, now, I'll decide today that I'm going down in town tomorrow. And I'm going to get me anything, let's say a new car, a dress, that'd be a woman, or two clothes. See? And when I get down there tomorrow, see, I changed my mind. I may go on and get the thing, and then after I got it, I might change my mind and decide to carry it back. You see what I'm saying? Now, what do you call that? But now, y'all ready?
No, he's never changing.
He ain't changing.
He's never changing. That's right.
Did you call it the end, right?
Okay. That's all right.
It's all operating that same way. With unerring accuracy.
Yes.
Absolute infallibility.
All right.
Without any modification, revision, or change. It's all great.
That's right.
Now, when you find out how it follows through the distance, it cannot know that it's that way from the creation. I want you to read a verse, or two in the first verse. Romans 1, 19 and 20. Now, we've just about read a whole in the book of redemption. Ain't that right? Now, I want you to look at it and see. Now, on top of what Dr. Rose has said to you, in the first chapter of Ephesians, about Yahweh's purpose. Now listen, folks. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you sure you're listening?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure this time.
Okay.
You see, now Easter is coming up, as they call it.
Right.
Now a lot of people don't know that that's heathen, too.
Right.
Okay.
Now, Yahweh, Dr. Joseph, this is what he told me, that Yahweh took on this shape and form of the Lord, see, and then he created the heavens and earth, see. Now, up here on top of this, he said, you know, so why didn't you say Yahweh? Why didn't you say Yahweh? Well, you see, that's the sum total of everything.
Right.
I guess that two things was incomprehensible in that case and condition. They had to do
something. Right.
So I had to take on the case and fall.
You see?
And then only thing we could identify in visions and revelation.
Yeah.
And that's it. You understand now? Now then, that's got to be like we say here. For this reason. You see? Now, this tabernacle here, and incidentally, for the benefit of the man, and the ourselves. Now, I'm not going to give you no secrets. Give away no secrets. I don't tell you anything about it. You see, I'm not going to give away no secrets. See, I'm under oath not to do that. I have been a man. And I'm not telling the truth. And I did teach them something. But, now, I want to say this. Now, this is the temple.
Okay. That's right.
The temple was before the tabernacle.
That's right. That's right.
Somebody, I wish you got that right. You know good and well that Moses built the tabernacle in the wilderness before they went through the River Jordan. He didn't build that temple out there. In Jerusalem, out on Mars, on Mount Moriah. Now you know better than that. No, I don't. This is the simplest thing. See, that was the toilet.
Yeah.
Now, him take on this identity. See, and that shows you how that he was constructed.
Yes.
In other words, you see, that's why we said right straight on the cross.
Right.
So you can see. Right straight on the cross. So you can see. Right straight on the cross. So you can see. Now that is the path. That is the Lord. That is him in shape and form. That is the temple. That was before the tabernacle. And then he reduced down. See, to this.
Right.
See?
Right.
But you look at him like this, in a shape and form, as a man was. See, you couldn't identify the different parts.
Right.
See? You understand? You couldn't identify.
That's right.
See? But now, if you break it down, you see, then you can identify.
Yeah.
The head cavity, what's in it?
Yes, sir.
See? The chest cavity, and what's in it?
See?
The outer courtroom, what's in it? See? In other words, the tabernacle and its furnace.
Right. That's right.
Now, that has to be built down here on this side of the river, Jerry. See? And the temple is building on the other side. This is a type of heaven here.
Right.
And this is where he is, and in heaven here.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. There it is.
Now you watch, and see your stupidity go out the window. Read Romans 1:19-20.
Because that which may be known.
Because, now listen, folks. For you to know.
Right.
Stop guessing. Stop speculating. Stop sticking your finger in the ear and saying, I imagine.
Right.
Paul says the word of God quick and tough, sharp and a two-edged sword, into the body of son of the soul and spirit, and it's a discernment of the thoughts and intentions of the mind. Casting down imagination. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring him into captivity, every thought to the obedience
of God.
Of God. That is to say, he's under the influence. See? All right, read.
Because
that which may be known, it's possible to know it.
All right, read.
Of Yahweh
is manifested in them.
For wait a minute. See, now just to read that don't mean a thing.
Right.
Tell me you know anything.
See?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
See? It's manifested in them. What then? What else did you say that?
For Yahweh has showed it unto them.
It's damn who? You see? Now here it is, right here. In the wilderness, the Moses and the children of Israel showed it to him in the Jesus.
Right.
All right, read.
For the invisible
thing. Now listen. Yahweh is invisible.
Right.
For the invisible thing of him. Did you say no?
From the creation.
Now you're a bond. You study biogenic law. You study ecology. You see? You study geology. You study paleontology. You understand? And when you get through with it, you got a whole lot of isms and knowledges. You understand?
Yeah.
And you're not able to prove nothing.
Right.
Why? Because you don't have nothing to go by.
Right.
But in imagination. Okay. All right. Read.
For the invisible things.
For the invisible things of him.
From the creation of the world.
Starting right out. With the physical creation. Now, if you want to say that life began in the water. Understand? Through bacteria. You see? And all those very different kinds of things. So now the invisible things of him from the creation of the world
is what are clearly seen.
Now you can see them real clear. That's if you've got something to go by. You don't have nothing to go by, I can't see. They're clearly seen. All right, see.
Being understood.
Being understood.
By the things that are made.
Understood by the things that are made.
Read. Even his eternal power.
Even his eternal power.
And Godhead.
And Godhead.
Believe. So that they are without excuse.
There's nobody in here. Yahweh has eliminated everybody's excuse.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they got so many different translations of the Bible nowadays, I don't know which one is right.
See, I took care of all of that.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah. The more you read the Bible, the less the message is.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's the result of the vision and the revelation. Mm-hmm. Right? Here's the science now. Mm-hmm. Science says this, that I don't see how. And grow. I'm in disagreement with the Bible. I don't see how vegetation can grow without the light of the sun. And they said the sun coming on the fourth day and the moon coming on the fourth day. I can't see how the vegetation can study without the light of the sun. I want to tell you, but I haven't got my tongue.
That's right.
What I'm talking about. See? When Yahweh took on this thing, it's gone.
That's it.
This is just this way. It's going to be that way. Then this becomes the sun.
Right.
And this is the sun that created everything.
Right.
And he was hurt before everything.
Right.
And without him, there was nothing.
Right.
But that man got that physical sun out there. And God mixed up with the sun of Yahweh.
All right.
Do you see it now?
And that's the thing that God
said, only a sight.
That's all.
And a
shadow. That's right.
And they came in here on the fourth day, y'all was saying, yes. That's the single time, people. You understand? And by and by, on the 4,000th year, one day, at the 1,000th
day,
he said,
that's right.
You see what I mean?
Because of the same Yahweh being manifested in the midst of the same one.
You see? But now you see, he's showing it the most.
That is.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
No, doctor. No. Mm. You see what I mean?
Right.
How one is stacked up on top of the other.
Right.
And how the ribs, you know, around that. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yet one thing they fail to tell you.
All right.
See, they fail to tell you why it was like
that. That's right.
That's right. And you know, when I was a little boy, they used to just say, go and call a doctor. I know my time's about expired, eh? Go and call a doctor. Okay. And you get the doctor over. Say, well, I don't know whether it's a sprained ankle or a broken bone or whatever it was, you just call the doctor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to do, you know, doctor all everything.
Right.
If you got one of them bad headaches, he's supposed to give you something for that. Right. If you got something down here, he's supposed to give you something for that.
Right.
Just call the doctor. See? Just make sure he's a doctor and then call the doctor. Now they don't do it that way. You just don't go and call a doctor. See? Just any doctor. Because you see, they got specialized. See? Now, if there's something wrong with you mentally, see? Then you call a psychiatrist. See, there ain't nothing matter with your physical body. There's something wrong with you. And it could be a nerve pinch down here someplace that's setting you off up here. But you have to get a psychiatrist. Then oftentimes, the psychiatrist, he crawls back down in there, find out what's better. You understand?
Right.
Roll on down. Child who did and comes on up.
Right.
You see what I mean? Trying to find out what's better with you.
Okay.
Now, he's crawled into so many things. Until now, they got the psychiatrist on the
Okay.
See?
Okay.
Just like you've got the doctor's order about it. You've got an orthopedic or bone and whatnot.
Okay.
Man being made in the likeness and image of God. You see how great it is?
Yeah.
But now, he showed it from the creation of the world. And you are made in his likeness and in his image.
Mm-hmm.
You see, then we're going around hunting kind of fine dog. You don't know him like he is, but he's just like you.
Right.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's right. See?
It is.
Not three gods anymore, so then you're numerous psychic and so much soul, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Even a cell. If you want to argue that the cell, you see, was the beginning of life. Then what? But where did the cell come from?
Okay.
And why is it made up like it is? Why is an atom made up of neutron, proton, electron? Why is a cell made up of this?
That's
it. Okay. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
The nucleus and the nucleus in the cell body. Why is it made up like that? Do you see what I'm talking about? You get it? Now, y'all, we're just taking away all your excuses. Just wiping them out one way after another.
Okay.
And everything you can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then for the most part, this is what we don't receive. We think that this is me. And he's all for me. You see, in the sky somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And the preacher, you understand, I got to see him. You see, and I'm going to make sure I get to heaven. And the preacher's a mediator and the intercessor.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's not so either.
Right.
Well, if that's not right, if the preacher's not a mediator and intercessor, then who is? that's the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mediator and Intercessor.
Yeah.
Yahshua, the man, he's the only mediator.
Yeah. You understand? And listen, since you talk, I'm going to talk about first, obviously. Since I'm going to talk about first, you come out by Yahweh alone. And listen, you think that you go back
to
the same way.
That's right.
You don't make no mistake about that. Then you just forget all about the folks putting you there. You understand? You just forget all about the river putting you there. You say, you understand? What if they're not that, then what are they? They're just ministered by, you understand? By whom you believe. They're not mediators near the person. You don't go and preach the gospel. You see? Well, I said, I know that he's got the key. He used to put you in heaven and all. You see? Did he give me the key? Yeah, sure. That's right. Instead of the power. Do you understand what I'm talking about?